Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. More than 170 countries have signed an agreement at the UN aimed at limiting the rise of global temperatures and slowing the effects of climate change. Secretary of State John Kerry represented the U.S. at the UN signing.
All of this is what we now know definitively is what is going to define the new energy future, a future that is already being defined, but even yet to be discovered.
So-called Paris Agreement still has to be ratified in each of the signing countries. President Obama participates today in a town hall discussion with young people in Britain as part of his diplomatic trip to that country. So far, he has dived into a heated debate over a June 23rd referendum in which British voters will decide whether their country will remain in the European Union. Mr. Obama made remarks that are a boost to Prime Minister David Cameron, who has come out in support of remaining in the EU.
The EU has helped to spread British values and practices across the continent. The single market brings extraordinary economic benefits to the United Kingdom. And that ends up being good for America.
President Obama's comments have inflamed the so-called Euroskeptics, who reject what he says is interference by the U.S. leader in a domestic matter. Demonstrators held a two-day rally and a 24-hour hunger strike outside the White House here in Washington, protesting what they consider to be a lack of U.S. action to stop genocide in Sudan's Darfur region. Protest was part of a global week of action against genocide in Darfur that continues through April the 25th. Fighting between the government and rebels recently surged again. This is VOA News. At least 18 people have been killed. It happened in airstrikes which hit several rebel-held neighborhoods in Syria's contested northern city of Aleppo. Meantime, the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, has vowed to take the fragile peace talks into another week, despite a walkout by the main armed opposition.
There is a clear feeling, perhaps not of urgency, which that's why we need ISSG, but a clear feeling that neither of the two sides believe that they will ever have a military victory, and therefore it's time to talk.
De Mistura also said the cessation of hostilities implemented in late February is, in his words, in great trouble if we don't act quickly. Four academics and two journalists are on trial in Turkey in separate cases related to increasingly restricted free speech in the country. The academics will face charges related to producing what prosecutors describe as terrorist propaganda after they signed a declaration condemning Turkey's military action against Kurdish rebels. Also, the journalists are in court for the third hearing in their espionage trial. They could face life in prison over a story they published alleging the Turkish government smuggled weapons to Syria. Turkey researcher Emma Sinclair Webb of Human Rights Watch says the court cases are of concern because of the way Turkey implements its anti-terror laws.
Basically, this means you can go after any kind of government-critical political opponent on the grounds that they are somehow promoting, in the vaguest terms, terrorism. So it's an extremely worrying move.
Turkey's European and U.S. allies are voicing growing concern for freedom of expression and other human rights in Turkey. Medical examiners have performed an autopsy on legendary U.S. musician Prince to try to determine why he died Thursday. 57-year-old artist was found dead at his home near the U.S. city of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Martha Weaver is with the medical examiner's office. She spoke with reporters about the autopsy.
It was a very meticulous exam. It was a complete exam. And so several of the pieces of information that are gathered in that process will be sent to labs for further testing.
During his 35-plus years in the business, the music business, Prince sold more than 100 million albums worldwide. He won 7 Grammys and picked up an Oscar for Best Original Song Score for the movie Purple Rain. Tributes poured out from all over the world, from entertainers and celebrities and fans alike, people remembering Prince. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.